This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, April 21st, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
7 HKTDC lifestyle and licensing mega events to open next week. 7 annual lifestyle and licensing mega events organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, are set to open next week. These include the Hong Kong Gifts and Premium Fair, Home In Style, Fashion In Style, Hong Kong International Printing and Packaging Fair, Deluxe Print Pack Hong Kong, Hong Kong International Licensing Show, and Asian Licensing Conference. Global exhibitors will showcase offerings spanning gifts, premiums, houseware, fashion, materials, germ technology, cultural products, sustainable items, green printing, and packaging.
AN News breaks: American Fusion Inc. positioned at nexus of AI power demand as AI Newswire highlights energy constraint theme. American Fusion is highlighted in AI Newswire coverage for its role at the nexus of AI power demand. With increasing adoption of AI driving the need for more electricity, the report emphasizes the strain on energy infrastructure due to rising power consumption from data centers and AI workloads. American Fusion is focusing on Aneatronic Fusion and infrastructure strategies to address this energy constraint, aligning with industry leaders like NVIDIA, Microsoft, Amazon, and Constellation Energy.
Mining News breaks: ES Gold Corp featured in IBN Mining Newswire podcast interview. ES Gold Corp was featured in IBN's Mining Newswire podcast, where CEO Gordon Robb discussed the company's strategy for near-term production and internal funding at the Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. Robb highlighted ES Gold's tailings-to-cash model, focusing on revenue generation through surface material while advancing exploration with modern technologies. The company aims for significant milestones in 2026, including facility construction, a maiden drill program launch, in concurrent production and exploration efforts.
EVs appear to have passed their tipping point. Electric vehicles have surpassed their tipping point, breaking free from the oil price cycle that once hindered their adoption. The current surge in sales is supported by the changing economics of battery manufacturing, making owning a battery electric vehicle more feasible. Companies like Massimo Group are expanding their presence in the market as momentum grows.
China aims to double its renewable energy before 2035. China has committed to doubling its clean energy supply within the next decade, with the substantial expansion milestone set for 2030. A senior official at the National Development and Reform Commission delivered the announcement on April 17. The statement added long-awaited specificity to a target embedded in the country's latest five-year plan, which had left the precise definition of what was to be doubled unresolved.
Hormuz closure disrupts copper output as acid supply tightens. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, alongside China's decision to halt exports of sulfuric acid from May 1, is tightening global supplies of a critical chemical used in copper production. This is putting pressure on the agricultural and mining industries, which heavily rely on acid-intensive processes. Mine development companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are expected to strategize in response to these acid supply constraints.
Mining News breaks: Max Power Mining Corp expands loss in discovery with 3D seismic results. Max Power Mining Corp expands its loss in discovery in Saskatchewan with 3D seismic survey results, revealing a large structural closure covering 14.2 square kilometers. The survey established a new Lawson Central area, expanding the original discovery and identifying high-priority drill targets. The broader Lawson complex spans 28 square kilometers, supporting the potential for multiple producing wells with hydrogen and helium concentrations as the company moves towards further drilling and evaluation.
Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining Corp reports shareholder approval of all resolutions and board appointment. Max Power Mining Corp announced that shareholders approved all resolutions at its annual general and special meeting, including the appointment of Tony Van Burgsteden to the board of directors. Over 31 million common shares were voted, supporting key decisions like the reappointment of auditors and setting the board at 6 directors. The company also granted stock options and RSUs to a director under its equity incentive plan.
The AI power surge: why energy infrastructure is becoming the next critical bottleneck. The AI power surge: energy infrastructure is facing a critical bottleneck as the demand for electricity to support complex AI models surges. American Fusion TM Inc. is strategically positioned at the intersection of advanced energy and infrastructure development to meet the needs of AI-driven workloads. Other key players in this space include NVIDIA Corporation, Microsoft Corporation, and Amazon.com Inc. Smart Lighting Expo and Hong Kong International Lighting Fair Spring Edition, twin fairs open today. The Smart Lighting Expo and Hong Kong International Lighting Fair Spring Edition open today, featuring the debut of Light Lab with 900 exhibitors showcasing the latest lighting trends. Organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, the fairs run from 20 to 23 April at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center. The events focus on innovation, sustainability, and cutting-edge lighting technologies, attracting industry leaders and promoting cross-industry collaboration.
Charbonne advances strategic expansion in Malaysia and confirms intent to participate and operate in green hydrogen. AZPAC Plus, Charbonne Corporation announces strategic expansion in Malaysia, confirming intent to participate and operate in green hydrogen AZPAC. Following high-level meetings, the company aligns with all parties to advance the Malaysian Green Hydrogen UHP project and expresses interest in an equity participation in Green Hydrogen AZPAC SDNBHD. This move reinforces Charbonne's strategy to establish a scalable presence in the Asia-Pacific market for clean hydrogen and specialty gases.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.